Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Let's welcome Lonnie Love and Jackie Tone to the show.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I guess they didn't want to come, Morgan and Nina, because this.
Yeah, they said, oh, we're sick. We all of a sudden have a cough. We don't feel well.
Where is Hunty? I see Batman, but I don't see Hunty.
Hey, no, you guys.
You'll never get it back on.
Oh, Hunty! Can you stand up? Let us see the whole outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone's got there.
Pretty sexy, huh? And then look at this.
Yeah.
I got like a little diaper on.
Wow.
And look at that Dark Knight. Is that padding?
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me on this show.
You would have called us and said, dress up.
Why didn't you call us and tell? I would have came with something, some ears at least.
Can I be honest? I thought we were going to cancel today's episode. I was like, there's no way
right. We're
doing a full week without these two women. Turns out, I can do it on my own.
Turns out you can't, because we're here.
Hey.
Come on, honey.
All right, people are into some weird kinks, but the latest is Chris Evans as the new Buzz Lightyear. Fans are tweeting that he's a DILF, a freak in bed, a space zaddy who can choke me. Ooh. But we'll let you be the judge. Mm.
Let all the children boogie.
To infinity.
And.
They don't even give us the beyond? Mm. We're supposed to edge like that?
Oh my gosh.
That was wild. All right.
And.
Yeah. Jesus.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not the person that watches like the Japanime on Pornhub. I like the real thing. So I'm concerned by anybody who's turned on by a cartoon in general. Chris Evans, sure. But a cartoon version?
Yeah, okay, Jackie, now you done made me rethink my sex life.
You made it weird for her,
yeah,
Jackie.
It's making it
weird. Yeah,
Jackie,
it wasn't already
hot.
Weird. I made it weird.
Look at
for
that.
Her.
Look at that chin. Oh, look at that little dimple, that little hole in it. Oh. As a matter of fact, yes. And the hair. Yeah, I can see why people are getting excited. Yeah. I've been in lockdown too long, Jackie. Okay, that's what it is.
Well, the sexiest part to me is that it's not Tim Allen.
Batman, look Fair. At you coming with the knockouts.
I can say, pow, kerpunch.
Kerpunch, they said kerpunch so much.
No. All right, have you guys been catching up with the Beverly Hills Housewives reunion?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Part four of the 180-part reunion is next, and it looks like Andy is finally helping the ladies heal.
You were being a bitchy.
He put $20 million and more into your account. You found him after he was unconscious for 12 hours?
It's actually 9.
Is there a police report?
They can't find one.
What?
Can someone please back me the up on what I'm saying?
Oh, wild. People wouldn't want to be her friend.
Ooh.
Isn't that weird? She seems so chill. Ooh. Oh, my God.
I mean, well, see, y'all don't know the whole backstory, but Andy is really doing his job. And and if you know the things that this woman has supposedly, allegedly done,
right.
This is the reason why her so-called girlfriends are not backing her up. I mean, it's just bad. And I'm just so happy that this is almost coming to an end because we got about 300 more shows to go, like you said, of this reunion. This is the longest reunion they've ever had. It's like, when is it going to end? It's great. It's like your love life. When is it going to end?
When is it going to start?
When is it going to start?
Yeah, that's a better question.
There we go.
Ever since they killed Maggie Gyllenhaal.
How would you feel if Robin was like this? If Robin wouldn't back you up, how would you
Robin's
feel?
Robin's a bitch. I ain't talking about
that. That is what this is. It looks like Robin borrowed Batman's costume. I couldn't place it. Thank you, Lonnie. That is what it is. Cute socks.
Oh, my auntie.
I'm a big boy. Anyway. And you guys might not know this, but today is an important day in history. Gwyneth Paltrow finally learned what the word snatched means.
What is that? This is so you can get nice and snatched.
So what is snatched?
Do you feel snatched?
Is this gonna make me snatched?
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's like Sean Connery in You're the Man Now, Dog.
You're the man now, dog.
Like, she's so out of touch. She doesn't know that what she's saying, like, makes her sound insane.
It feels like a drunk video you shoot with your girlfriends and then you never release ever.
Of course.
You know?
Exactly. You know, this is why you have to have young friends so they can keep you hip. Come on, Gwyneth. You didn't know what snatched mean. Everybody knows what snatched.
Yeah.
And does she really need to be snatched? She's already thin. Look how thin she is.
She's
Jackie,
95 pounds.
You and her don't need to be snatched. Y'all snatched already.
But at least I know what it means.
Okay, yes, I give you that much. I would give you that much.
It is that weird, like, I also feel like if I didn't know what it meant, I would have just been like, thanks, honey. And then later been like, babe, what is snatched?
Exactly.
But instead, I guess when you're that rich and famous, there's sort of like not even an awareness that you need to...
But Jackie, this is a woman that made a candle that smelled like her vagina.
Thank you.
You telling me you don't know what snatched? Come on, Gwyneth.
And she did the little jade eggs that they had to take off the market.
Yes.
Because obviously, if you're putting a jade egg in and out of your vagina, there's gonna be problems.
Exactly.
And there were.
Yeah.
She needs
Hunter's only done that for fun with the ladies, huh?
Yeah. And boy, oh boy, it does not cook the eggs like I thought it would.
What's wrong with him?
All right, let's move on because we haven't seen Jay-Z this shaken up since that elevator ride.
Oh,
you guys remember? Okay.
You just had to bring that up.
Well, it's his fault. Solange can do no wrong in my book.
Oh, yeah.
He was courtside at a Nets game last night when the co-owner celebrated a little too hard.
Hey, don't spill Jay-Z's drink.
Okay. Oh. All right, two-part question. If a billionaire bumped into you, how mad would you get? And second question, pretty slow news day, huh?
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
But Jackie, look at his eyes. Can you roll that back? When he almost went back to 1986, him and Biggie, the way the look, watch. And then he looked and he said, what the? And then he caught himself. He caught himself because he realized
he was like, I better smile.
Look, yeah, I better smile. Look, what, bitch? What the? Oh, hey, yeah, you got $1 billion. All right.
He's like, oh, yeah, you invited me. My bad.
I like seeing Jay-Z like this, though.
Me too.
You know,
it was great.
Quite nice.
Jovial Jay.
Mm. Yeah.
Jovial Jay.
That's his new name.
That's right.
But anyway, on that note, we have to take a break. Coming up, though, we all love a sexy Halloween costume.
Except for you. Just keep going.
But these next ones might be a stretch. Plus, which soap star is in need of an exorcism? That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It's Halloween.
All right.
I'm going to take this off and reveal it's been me the whole time.
Oh, my God.
What?
Anyway, there are hollow wieners and there are hollow losers each year. It's time for a little trick or trash.
Ooh.
All right, first up, Gizmodo created a list of the worst sexy Halloween costumes this year. Here are some particularly memorable ones. First up, we have sexy Grinch.
First of all, to be the Grinch, you gotta be painted completely green. You can't just like put on an old piece of fabric and be like, I'm the Grinch, but also my ass is out.
Yeah. Oh,
that's no. Sexy.
As she
I
should.
Like a bathroom rug. I like it.
I love learning about what turns Lonnie on today. So far, it's cartoons and bathroom rugs.
Yeah, that's we knew that about
right,
her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't even learn that.
I'm weird.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm realizing my type is women on the front of costume packaging.
Yeah.
That's. Anyway, if you want your chance to be sexy Buzz Lightyear, you can try this costume right here.
Stop.
Oh, yes, honey.
That's just a naked man with silver shorts.
That's why we like it, Jackie.
But
yes.
Like,
if you really look, that looks like Hunty. The same hairstyle, the beard. Yeah, there you go, Hunty. We got...
Can we see the diaper buns next to these buns and sort of compare and contrast?
I feel
like it's the exact same. Yeah, see, now it looks indistinguishable.
Boy. Yeah. I sometimes forget that this is immortalized on television forever. And finally, something that should never be sexy, Mickey Mouse. Might need to keep Walt frozen for this one, huh?
Oh,
you would hit that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh boy. All right, and if you were wondering where the hottest stars go to get into the spirit, it's straight to Tubi's new series, Celebrity Exorcism. They assembled an all-star cast of Jodie Sweetin, Shar Jackson, and first-round draft pick, 2004's Defensive Player of the Year, small forward for the LA Lakers, Meta World Peace.
You know what?
In this scene, they send Shar to communicate with some spirits, and it goes about as well as you think.
Hello?
I keep hearing something on the stairs. Are you guys on the stairs?
No, we're down here. Hello?
What? Did you see something? Yo, are you guys playing with me for real? Somebody on the stairs.
No, seriously, nobody's on the stairs.
Oh!
What happened? Are you okay? Shar?
I got a pee, and I didn't even drink nothing.
What? That was mystifying, because even within the show, they couldn't make it look scary. Nothing happened. I don't know if you guys were watching the same clip as I was, but truly nothing happened.
Who decided to put Jodie Sweetin, Shar Jackson, and Meta Peace together? Who thought, yes,
do you know
I want to see this.
But like, congrats to Meta World Peace for staying busy, you know?
I hate you, Hunty.
Anyway, guys, we found the scariest thing on daytime TV, bar none. There is not a comparison to be made. Days of Our Lives has been revisiting its Marlena is Possessed by the Devil storyline, and here are some highlights.
She can't hear you. Don't you know that?
Yes, I can.
I love you, duh!
Silence!
Lonnie's gonna die.
That was great. That was great. I gotta watch that again.
I feel like a good show for you, Lonnie, would be just a podcast reacting to daytime television clips, because you always die laughing at soap clips.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. That's comedy. Look at this. Her eye. Look at that slap. And he almost killed him. He already 80. That's acting.
I just love that they brought the storyline back after like 35 years. Yeah. They were like, it was from the 80s or something. They were like, we need Marlena to do the green.
Please show that slap again. That is hilarious. Oh my God, that is some fine acting. I love it.
Oh man. Did you see the wall? Did you guys see the wall bent in? The wall just like crumbled like paper.
That's great.
Did you see the wall? The wall. The walls on soap operas are made of coffee filters.
And that's acting, my friends. We have to take another break, but coming up, Halloween's creepiest killers have Lonnie and Jackie murdering balloons. Welcome back to Frightly Pop. Who's ready for Gord Have Mercy? Here are the rules. If you get an answer right to the trivia we're about to do, you get to pop your pumpkin balloon, and the person with the most pop balloons wins. It's convoluted because we wanted to smash pumpkins. They said no.
Oh, yeah!
So,
couldn't do it. Okay.
All these questions are from horror movies. So, first up, how do we think this lady in this photo was killed off?
Oh, my goodness.
Your options are A, poisonous spider made her suffocate, B, an angry killer made her explode, or C, a deadly doctor infected her with a lethal toxin?
I'm gonna say A.
I'm gonna say, I have a lisp now, and I'm gonna say C.
C and A, and the correct answer is?
Those delightful lips, they'll get you some tips. But what about these? Are they big enough to please? What are you doing?
Lonnie's gonna like a lot of these clips. All right, neither of you got that right. The balloons remain unpopped, which would be so funny if neither of you got a single one right this entire game. Next round, why do we think this mom is screaming? Was it A, a tragic grilling accident, B, swimmers are getting electrocuted in the pool, or C, a rabid dog is attacking grandpa?
Every one that came up, I was like, that's it.
I'm gonna say C.
C, rabid dog.
Well, just for the fun of the game, I'll not say C. I forgot the other answers, so I'm gonna go with
A or B.
Kids electrocuted in the pool.
Kids electrocuted in the pool. Let's see who's right. What was she screaming at?
Thank you so much for inviting us. It's our pleasure. Brian, I think you better go check that barbecue.
We didn't get any right again.
The greatest C-block game we've ever played. All right, next up, we have this poor, tired fighter.
Which
famous movie villain is he exhausted from battling? Is it A, Freddy Krueger, B, Michael Myers, or C, Jason Voorhees?
B.
Okay.
B, Michael Myers.
That brother look exhausted, too.
I'll go Jason Voorhees. I was gonna go Freddy, and it's okay, I'll go Jason Voorhees.
This seems like something we all should have seen. Those are pretty popular movies. Let's watch and find out.
Take your best shot. Motherf.
Thinks of this stuff. it to the gut. So you're right.
No blood, by the way. Just a completely cleanly severed head. He punched off.
Jackie, wow. Well, Jackie, balloon. Well done. One balloon down. All right, well, Lonnie, this is your chance to tie it.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Next, we have this screaming gentleman. What do we think his attacker is coming out of? Looks like his penis. Oh. A, his body. Oh, it's an option. B, the toilet. C, a Thanksgiving turkey.
Feels like Thanksgiving turkey's too random a thing for it to not be that, but... then it would be C. Lonnie, what do you think?
I'm going to say A.
Yeah, his is good.
I'll say I think it's A also, which I can guess, right?
Nope.
Okay. What? I don't think it's the toilet, so I'm going to say a Thanksgiving turk, but I think it's his body for the record and my
for
my very fragile ego.
You guys can both go with you guys can both go with the body.
Just, but it, did you hear but, Lonnie?
The worst host.
What
just
body
run
part?
It.
What body part do you guess it is?
His ass.
I think it's stomach.
Okay, let's see.
You had nothing to do with it.
Pop them all.
I'm torn because Lonnie technically, it went into his ass.
If there that's the saddest I've seen all day.
If there isn't a better metaphor for having a Halloween show where two of the hosts don't show up.
Jackie won.
Let's pop our balloons.
Mine's defective.
Yes! All right, that's all the time we have for tonight. Set your DVRs. We'll see you guys next week. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everybody!
Happy Halloween!